You're listening to the Trekmate Family Network.
Yes, and this week we've been lucky enough to actually be joined by Five Year Mission.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Okay, so that our listeners can get an idea of who's who, would you all like to just briefly introduce yourselves?
I'm Patrick. I play a lot of the lead guitar stuff. I sing and write songs.
I'm Noah, and I sing and write songs and play some instruments.
I'll go last.
All right.
I'm Mike, and I'm awesome.
That's funny. I'm awesome, too. That's what a coincidence.
I'm Chris, and I don't think Mike is awesome. Well, sometimes.
Every so often.
And write songs and play bass. And
all four of us write songs and sing songs and play all the various instruments.
I'm just kidding. I think Mike's awesome.
And then the fifth one
is the odd man out.
Is Andy, me. I just play drums. I don't do all those other things.
Yeah, but that makes your life so much easier.
Precisely, unless you're just getting made fun of for not doing it.
He's writing a triple song.
I am writing a triple song.
And it's awesome.
Ish.
That goes straight into one of the first things that I was going to say to you guys is, how the hell do you guys come up with everything that you do? Because it's so original and just amazing.
Well, thank you.
I don't know how to take that one.
I think having, the Star Trek episodes to write from really, it gives us a starting point to jump off from, and that makes it a lot easier than trying to create something completely from scratch, because you've already got the thing that you're writing about right there in front of you. So it really, we let the way the episode itself works sort of dictate how we write the song, I guess.
Yeah, we've been playing in bands for years, and our writing styles haven't really changed that much, but we found that people are a lot more interested in hearing about Star Trek than our lives. So I think that's a huge factor in people noticing us.
And I think with four different songwriters, there's just that much more variety and I don't know, creativity that comes out.
When you're also not every album, you're not looking at, you're not looking down the barrel of 16 songs a piece. Each one of us only has four for the album, so that takes a lot of pressure off and gives us time to actually. We can write them consecutively instead of all at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose that way you don't burn yourself out as well. So, is there any? How far are you through year three?
We're in the writing process of year three.
We're a little bit behind schedule.
Yeah. After year two, we got a little more successful, started getting a lot more shows. So that kind of took away from the time of writing. Mm-hmm. We're running a little behind schedule right now.
Well, that and...
And we've also been working on songs for The Trouble with Troubles, where we're all writing one. So that's kind of the thing we've been focusing on.
How does it work? What do you do first? Do you write the words and then you make the music to go with it? Or do you do the music and then you sort of fit the music around the words, if you know what I mean?
I think it just probably depends on that particular song. I don't have a specific way that I do it, I don't think.
Noah usually have the songs
I typically have the music first.
Yeah.
And then I go back through and watch the episode and find a transcript to read a couple times and formulate the lyrics. I mean, I have the music and the melody and everything, and then do the lyrics last.
This is Chris. I usually do the words and the music kind of simultaneously. I'll start out with just an idea for, a chord progression and stick some words to it and just kind of, that'll evolve into something else and it just kind of goes from there. I don't really have
one way
to do it exactly. It just kind of happens the way it happens.
The songwriting process is all trial and error, really.
Yeah.
You just try something and if it doesn't work, you try something else.
Yeah, it always amazes me because I'm probably the least musical person in the entire world, and it just amazes me how you can look at an episode. I can talk about Star Trek all day, but how you can just look at an episode and say, just come up with a song with it. It's just completely amazing to me that someone could do that.
Yeah.
Well, I think some are easier than others. Yeah. You know? I mean, some of the episodes just kind of really lend themselves to a song idea, whereas other ones you really have to search for something you want to write about.
Then there's the ones that everybody loves, and you're just the whole time you're thinking, how am I going to do this and not piss everybody off?
I was going to say, how do you decide who gets what episode? Do you guys have preferences? Like, you choose episodes that you enjoy, or think, wow, that was a really crappy episode, I'm going to really slate into it?
At the beginning, it was very random. As far as who got what, because Mike and Noah sort of started the project before the rest of us were on board, and so they had already picked out some of the best episodes to write about. But now we do it more democratically.
Very democratically. We pull them out of the hat.
You got three of the episodes that I wanted. Stop crying.
I'm not crying. Yeah, the way that we do it now is we literally just put all 16 songs that that are going to be on the next album into a hat.
A Gorn mask now.
It was the urn this time.
Yeah. It'll be a Gorn.
We basically put all the songs in whatever's handy. We just grab something that can contain them.
And then we draw stuff.
And we draw.
Yeah. And we can switch around if we don't like what we get, but that's...
Can I just ask who's drawn the short straw to make a song up for Spock's brain?
We haven't gotten that far yet.
I thought sure you were going to say Cat's Paw, and that's Mike.
Oh, that's a bad one, yeah.
The song is going to be awesome.
The song is good so far, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. I mean, it's got to be better than the episode, isn't it?
There's no pressure on that one.
Obviously, you guys have been like in all different bands, and like one thing has united you, and that's obviously Star Trek. Did any of you come into like get forced into the band, like not being as much of a Trekkie, but has like had that grow?
I think we've all become more hardcore Trekkies from being in the band, just because we sort of had to be. But I think we all liked Star Trek, at least.
Oh, yeah.
I think most of us grew up with it.
I think Chris and Andy were the least...
Burst.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, being in the band, you kind of want to keep going back and watching the episodes just so then you know what the songs are about. And then, of course, when you get around the hardcore fans, you don't look like an idiot.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice being able to have a little bit of knowledge when you're at conventions and people are asking you questions or they're spouting off their knowledge and you can say, well, actually. So that's always fun.
With regards to when you're starting out, what made you initially decide to take the original series rather than any of the later series?
Well, my original idea was to do every episode and all the movies. I don't know if we're going to do that now, but I assume that we should do it chronologically. That's why we were starting with the original series.
Well, there's a lot less original series, too, than some of the other ones. It's a little bit less of a daunting task. It's more with 80 episodes and what, like 270-something?
It's more manageable for us to say we each have to write 20 songs than some astronomical number.
Yeah, definitely. I have to say, loved your birthday message to George Sakai.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, that was brilliant. Really enjoyed it.
And I heard he enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, he did. We got a personal email from him. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So, with regards to you guys, you're saying like lately you've been doing a lot more gigs, a lot more tours. Has that just been in your local area, or?
Or are you coming to Star Trek London?
Well, a lot of them are local, just playing bars and local conventions and things like that. But I mean, we have gone out of town multiple times. I mean, we went to Riverside, Iowa last year, which is the future birthplace of Captain Kirk, which is awesome. We're doing that again this year.
Yeah,
yeah. We did New Orleans in January. Opened for William Shatner. Yeah, and that was amazing. Yeah, but we got a lot more conventions on the horizon and a lot more offers going further and further away. So it's picking up. We're getting there.
So did you actually have the chance to meet the man himself?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, we completely blew it. We could have. They had photo ops, and we didn't realize when it was happening.
But it was sort of right at the height of the busy time of the convention, where we needed to be at our booth, and that's when everybody was having the photo
also ops. We had chairs set aside for us by the door where he was supposed to come in so that we could greet him and shake his hand or whatever.
But we were setting up when they got stolen.
Yeah.
Some people stole.
stole them.
Important people.
Move the stuff that I had set on top of the chair so no one would sit there. And then they just moved it.
Yeah, they moved guitar cases off the top of the chairs. Who does that?
Assholes.
We should put signs on there, reserved.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll know next time. That's right.
Excellent. Well, you've got a couple of gigs coming up soon, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
We're playing a Ramones tribute.
May 19th.
2 weeks? Yeah, May 19th. May 18th,
Yeah, it is 18th.
In which we will be playing a Ramones cover, which I don't think we've ever played a cover before, have we?
No.
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 We've never done anything
that wasn't related to a Star Trek episode until the Takei song.
Yeah, we were invited to play this, so we're learning one Ramones cover for that. And then we have...
Beyond that, we have a lot of shows in June.
Yeah, we have a show almost every week, don't we?
Yeah, June 1st.
June the 1st, my birthday. I didn't know you were doing me a special show.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, yeah. June the 1st.
We're going to write you a song and it's a video. We're going to see if it gets 70,000 hits.
Believe me, if I had to sit there and click on it 70,000 times, it would get...
I am. But yeah, at the very end of June, we are actually June 29th and 30th, we are heading back to Riverside, Iowa, the future birthplace of Captain Kirk, and we'll be there the entire weekend for Trek Fest.
Excellent. Have you played in Vulcan yet?
No, not yet. We're hoping to make it up there eventually.
Excellent, because you know them guys will just lap it up. They've really embraced everything.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping.
According to Max, what are we on Vulcan? The Fascinating Five?
The Fascinating Five.
Yeah. That's what they call us on Vulcan.
Do you ever find that you're writing a song and do you think, actually, that sounds really similar to the other song we've done? Do you ever have trouble sort of trying to make them sort of separate from each other? Because every time I try and sort of make a song up in my head, it always sounds like something I've just recently heard on the radio.
I would say not so much, just because with four of us sort of writing songs full time, there's a pretty wide range of material stylistically. Yeah.
I was writing, I'm still writing Mirror Mirror, and I had the first version of it had a section that was very similar to Galileo 7, which Noah wrote, and so I had to, after having heard it a few times, I realized it, and then I had to go back and make some changes, because... I try to avoid that, but it happens.
I think one of the problems we sometimes run into is songs coming back to back on the album. And, like, you know, we write these songs, but then all of a sudden we realize they're back to back and they may be like really slow, quiet songs. We don't, you know.
Right. I mean, the running order is pretty much decided before we ever write anything. Yeah. But, you know, we usually aren't writing two songs back to back individually. So,
yeah.
Sometimes it's a happy coincidence that they end up in a certain order, and other times. It could have been a little bit better.
the two Menagerie songs, Patrick and I wrote those independently of one another. Mm-hmm. And they turned out to really complement one another really well. Mm-hmm. And that was not planned at all. On year two, the second half of the album is a little sleepier than the first half, which, I mean, I really enjoy the whole thing.
Yeah, me too.
But that, you know, that wasn't planned. It just kind of happens. I think we're becoming more conscious of how the songs line up and how we want them to sound. But at the same time, when a song just starts writing itself for an episode, you kind of have to go with it.
What's the thought process behind when you're actually putting together the videos for it?
When I do a video, I put the music on one side. I have a... it's just a video stream, and I put the music on one side and the video on the other, and I just start taking pieces out and put them together. And
just snatch and grab your best bits.
Yeah, and I if something doesn't work, I just pull it out and put something else in there until I find what I like.
I usually watch the entire episode and just cut out all of the pieces that look cool or or have something funny or action packed in them. Yeah, and then I usually end up with about 15 minutes of usable footage, and then I cut it down from there.
Well, and when I do mine, my songs are generally pretty visual. I tend to talk about things
that happen in the
pretty specifically that happen in the episode, or at least the ideas, and so it's usually pretty easy for me to find the pieces that I'm talking about and just put them in. Because I have an idea of what the video will look like before I start it because of the way the song is. That makes it easier.
Some of the episodes just have just lots and lots of long, slow talking And it's really hard to translate that into a,
well, I don't know how we're gonna do
a video that clips along. Yeah, that's true.
Or we figured it out.
Just a slow motion Horda the whole time.
Yeah.
So is TOS all of your favorite series?
It is mine.
I think it's probably mine.
It's the only one I recognize.
I actually haven't seen. I've seen all of TOS and the animated series. I've seen about. I'm almost to season 4 of TNG, and I haven't seen any of the others. I can't really speak to that yet.
I'm kind of a psycho. I love them all unconditionally.
I laugh. You've seen not them kidding. All.
I've seen them all multiple times.
Excellent. And is the TOS uniform the only one that you wear then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're thinking about Mirror Universe for eventually for some year 3 shows.
That'll definitely be fun.
Goatees will be plentiful.
Yeah, there'll definitely be goatees.
Well, 4 of us will actually have real goatees. Noah has a lot of troubles growing facial hair. So.
Mine's gonna be
store bought,
glued on dog hair.
Don't worry, you're not the only one, mate. As hard as I try, I can only grow bum fluff.
So yeah, maybe we do a cultural exchange, because I've got a lovely goatee going on at the moment, and if you've got something you're present, they can come over here and I can come over you. To you.
Yeah. You wear the Sulu scar, I'll weird. Wear the Uhura outfit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mike in the Uhura outfit. I like it already.
Well, Mike's always volunteering to be in drag. Why?
Some people do it well.
He likes to tuck.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
I remember you wearing the wedding dress.
He does it a lot, but not well.
What's your favorite episodes?
I know mine.
What's yours?
Go ahead.
Noah?
What are little girls made of?
And we all know why.
I'm not even aware of that there's a plot in that.
Noah would be in his bunk.
But just watching Sherry Jackson for as much screen time as I can is what makes that the best episode ever.
That's the thing, you don't need the volume on.
No, you don't.
Yep, turn down the lights and turn down the volume.
Who needs storyline?
And then of course Kirk is waiting around the corner with that giant penis style. I would say my favorite episode is a toss up between Miri and let's see, probably the Gamesters of Triskelion.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And he's a big Lady Gaga fan.
I am.
Yeah, it's hard to pick, honestly. Balance of Terror is really good. Mm. Mirror, of course, is really good. It's really hard to just pick one episode.
I like them all.
Operation Annihilate.
Except for the Tholian web.
You don't like the Tholian web?
Spock's brain. You know, it's really hard to pick one.
Don't forget Catspaw.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's not Spock's brain for me, it's got to be Catspaw, or maybe the Omega Glory.
Oh. Or the Way to Eden, yeah.
I actually
like The Way to Eden.
Really?
It's not my favorite or anything, but I.
But what's Barbara Downey? Is that her name?
Deborah Downey.
Yeah, she's we met her at Starbase Indy. She's
actually from Indianapolis.
Yeah, she's really
nice. Yeah, she's cool.
She was the main space hippie. Well,
that was playing
the main female space hippie.
That was playing the bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Noah, actually, he said what are little girls made of, but he also has another favorite episode.
Yeah.
Is it the apple?
Yes.
The apple, yes.
Vowel is vowel.
Actually,
vowel is everything.
The apple is one of my favorites.
I like the apple, too. I like, I really like Metamorphosis a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I really like that one. I was really happy when I drew that one.
Galileo 7. Forgot about that one.
Yes. Galileo 7 is a great episode.
That's a good one.
See, why is nobody mentioning the trouble with triples?
Well, too it's obvious. A little obvious.
Yeah, see, I thought you were going to say Assignment Earth.
Gary 7!
You know what? If that was another show, it would be my favorite.
When we choose songs, we've been taking to each trying to pick one of our favorites to write about. So for the next album, the one I picked was I, Mud. Mm-hmm. And on the previous album, it was Tomorrow Is Yesterday, was the one I picked specifically.
No, that's a brilliant song. I only listened to that a little while ago, Tomorrow Is Yesterday. You've done a really great job with it.
Oh, thanks.
Also, I was just going to say, with regards to the Balance of Terror song. I was disappointed that you didn't actually mention the moment of Spock being like, Dad?
Right, yeah. Maybe when we do Journey to Babel, we can we can slip in a reference to Terror.
Yeah. For the guy, he was Romulan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I went a different direction. So.
He focused on the wedding because he's kind of a girl.
I can't believe their wedding was ruined. Damn you, Romulus.
Yeah, but she got over it, all right?
Very quickly.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
That's
Mike actually mentions it in Shore Leave.
Yeah, by the next week, she was spending some time with what's his name there?
That's the thing. You've got to think that he's probably forgotten a whole life of misery.
It might have been the mourning period, you know.
And she was in denial.
There you go. Maybe.
She was just trying to not think about it.
It was her way of moving on.
You know what'll get you over a dead fiance? Whoring it up.
Yeah, don't let us ramble.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure McCoy would have made that suggestion to her. He was quick enough to try and force alcohol down everyone's neck, so I'm pretty sure he would have been up for any sort of
Thank you.
What's good for that dead fiance depression, jumping back on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Jumping back on
my wagon specifically.
It's too early in the morning.
We have no excuse.
That's true.
So what have you guys got planned other than the gigs coming up?
Like I said, we're working on the Tribbles EP. Where all five of us are writing a song about the Tribbles episode.
Including me, which I have never written a song before.
But it's awesome. So we're actually working on recording that and putting that out as an EP before we delve completely into year three.
Well, that's the thing with the Tribbles EP is that once it's released, the fans will actually be voting on which version of the song will actually go on year three. So, people power.
Yeah. Excellent.
And you know what they say, it's usually beginner's luck with things like that. So if you haven't written one before, it's probably going to be phenomenal.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one. But
Andy's way too modest. I think his song is really good.
I agree. I like it. I just can't sing.
Have you guys ever thought of actually putting together like a couple of limited edition LPs?
Well, that's what the Tribbles EP is going to be. It's going to be a very limited run.
Yeah, but it's not going to be on.
No, on vinyl.
Oh, on vinyl.
No, okay. I've kind of thought that the Tribbles would be like the perfect album to get some vinyl printed up.
Our biggest obstacle there would be cost. Yeah, if we can afford it, that would be great.
Yeah, if all you people out there listening would buy more of our stuff, we could make a whole lot of
money. We also accept donations. So.
We can afford to quit our jobs and spend all day writing Star Trek songs.
That's right. We could have this album out in no time.
See, that'd be the thing. I think if we were to sell the vinyl, we would probably include like a special download code, so then you can have like the digital version too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, that'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah.
That's good. That's what all the hip bands are doing these days.
Right. We could just, instead of, you could buy the CD or you could buy the CD vinyl package.
There you go.
So you know, that way we don't have
a signed card from all of you in there.
What's that?
We're like a little signed thing that you've all signed.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we like to do, we make our DVD with all of the videos on it that we give out, and we sign all of those, too.
We're going to have
number them.
Pictures of us naked with just Tribbles covering our bits and pieces.
Ew.
We sign. I thought that's what we talked about.
I think maybe you dreamed of that.
Was that? Actually, Mike, I think that was you told me that's what we're all doing.
Ixnay.
I'll tell you what, there's enough female Trek fans out there to constitute it, so I reckon it's well worth it.
I'm sure some of them have got a Tribble fetish.
And one fan would buy like 100 copies.
So with the original series movies, do you guys reckon you're going to put one out every so often?
No.
Or just stick totally with the series?
It's been talked about, like, where we're going to go after the fifth and final album of the original series. There's been talk of the movies and do a one album for every movie. There's been talk of the animated series. There's been talk of moving on to the next generation. But that'd be insanity. That's way too many episodes.
I think my favorite
unless we're, like, writing in one album per season and we just pick and choose. But that'd get a little daunting after a while.
I think my favorite idea is the sleepover and just write the animated series in one weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that just to minimize the time that you've got to inflict yourself with the animated series?
I like the animated series.
I like the animated series, too.
Yeah.
It's fun for what it is.
But, they're all, they're small episodes, and we kind of think that, just be something different to do, and it'd be fun to just try to make them a bunch of short
goofy short songs.
Yeah. Spit them all
very
in one.
Improv. Yeah.
But again, this is just all speculation.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to do.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
But who decided it out of you guys who was going to be gold shirts and who was going to be red? And
you just science? Actually,
well, Mike just kind of handed them to us, and then Patrick's didn't fit him.
I staged a coup. I had a red shirt, but it was like a pajama shirt. It was so huge on me, and we couldn't get another red shirt in the right size in time for our first gig, which was like 2 days later. And so I was upgraded to a gold shirt for the gig, and then I actually ended up finding a green shirt and bringing that to our first photo session. So now I'm the green shirt.
He's the casual captain.
I'm the casual captain.
He's a helmsman with too much time on his hands.
Actually, I wrote about that in the Takei song. So there you go.
Yeah, I am the only surviving red shirt.
You gotta have an engineer.
Yeah, you
surviving
have an
red shirt.
Well, I'm not even an engineer because I don't have the bands to signify it.
Well, you're not chief engineer.
You're an ensign.
You're an incident engineer.
Why isn't he chief engineer?
Because I don't have the braids.
To signify.
But we'll get that on our
lieutenant commander braids.
New
is it lieutenant commander?
If that ever happens.
I know.
No.
Yeah, we have a person who's supposed to be making us uniforms, and she's disappeared. So
she's like the third person that.
Yeah,
we've
everybody's
asked to do
like,
it.
Hey, we'll make you uniforms for cheap, or we'll give you uniforms, and then they. Melt into the ether. I don't know what happened to him.
That's the thing. It's easy enough being generous. It's backing up the promise that's the problem.
Right.
You know anybody who's got some quality uniforms laying around? Let us know.
Oh, that's the thing. At the moment, we're in the middle.
What's that?
Yes. Star Trek.
Let me clarify.
We're not going to go up on stage as a bunch of furries or anything.
No one's been tempted to go as a Klingon yet.
No, but we played a Battle of the Bands with a Klingon band.
For Mike's Tribble song, in the video, it may require us to be dressed as Klingons.
Original series Klingons.
Well, that's the thing. It's so much less effort.
Yeah,
it's true.
Right. Just dirty.
A lot less
face
effort.
A little bit.
I am totally fine with
don't
that.
Don't shower for a week. You should be good.
just be dirty and have partial mustaches.
Again, we'll have to grow some facial hair, and I don't know what Noah's going to do.
So, who would you say that your favorite actor out of the series is?
I like Leonard Nimoy.
Sherry Jackson.
Well, I think I'd have to go with Ricardo Montalban.
Ooh.
Ricardo Montalban. Although Joan Crawford would be in there too.
Oh, I will say Shatner, because that dude is just awesome and hilarious
and obvious
obvious too. But equally, I also really liked Takei, even though his roles were kind of minimized on the series. What he kind of went on to do, the person that he's become, has made me respect him a lot more.
Yeah, if we're going with crew, I'd have to go with Nimoy.
Yeah, well, that's what I was assuming.
Yeah.
Serious, I would actually say DeForest Kelly. I McCoy's
yeah, you know what?
I
actually,
think it's really under. He's just awesome.
Any of the top, the main three, DeForest Kelly or William Shatner or Leonard Nimoy. I mean, you gotta like them all.
Can't really go wrong.
Yeah,
there.
I mean,
yeah.
Any of them are great. So.
Well, that's the thing. With the original series, it was the trio that really held it together. Unlike the later series, where the rest of the crew played such more of a bigger part, the whole series relied on them three guys' shoulders. And what I loved was watching from the beginning the relationship between Spock and Bones grow.
Yeah. Which is great, just to see them kind of bickering back and forth is fantastic.
And to see Bones use Vulcan as like a substitute.
Yeah, Vulcan liar.
For the NF bomb, basically.
You're out of your Vulcan mind.
Because it wasn't until, what episode was it, where Spock goes through Pomfar that Spock finally admits that McCoy is his friend.
Yeah, that's Amok Time.
Amok Time, yeah. Because I just found that really, at that point, the Vulcans were so meant to be so hard, so unemotional. And for Spock to, pretty much just admit, no, I consider McCoy a friend, despite all of this, banter that goes between them. And obviously the relationships didn't progress into what they become until, the film.
Right.
Yeah. I especially liked in The Search for Spock when McCoy had Spock's, Contra?
Yes.
In his head?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, despite having Scotty there, he chose McCoy. So that really does say a lot about how he valued McCoy.
Yeah, now their kind of relationship just progressed throughout the years.
Or he just really disliked Scotty. Yeah.
Never know. Yeah. Or maybe he just really disliked McCoy, because, man, having that Vulcan brain in your head.
He actually didn't really ask him. That was kind of a mind rape,
Yeah, he totally mind raped him. He's like, here, man, hold this.
Mine. No! Bad touch.
I think we've got a name for the episode. Vulcan Mind Rape. Oh dear, that's absolutely brilliant. So obviously, if guys want to catch up with you, they can head on over to 5yearmission.net.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And where else can they catch you guys?
We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Actually, all of our social media links are on our website at 5yearmission.net. So that's pretty much the hub of activity. So you just hit that up and then look to the right, and there's some navigation, and you can find us.
That'll connect several different places. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Last.fm. Mm-hmm. Is there a link to where you can buy the album on iTunes?
Yeah.
Okay, that's on there as well. And there's also a 5-Year Mission store where you can buy shirts, CDs, buttons, stickers.
And we used to have a media player there, but
it died.
We upgraded the website and it broke, so I have to put that back up eventually. It's a process. I'm working on redoing the website.
Yeah, our website's just gone through a facelift. We know how much of a task it can be.
I'm gonna get an actual designer to help me this time. It should look nice.
I know, that's the thing. I have no technical prowess whatsoever. I just tell people what I like and then hope they come up with something half decent.
I'm crossing my fingers you do something amazing.
Whenever I make a website, you're lucky if the buttons actually take you somewhere. There's no broken links. I've succeeded.
Well, see, developing is fine. That's what I do. But designing, forget it.
Forget about it.
I'm okay, but I know a designer who's much better than I am, and he'll actually help me out. So he just has a design, and I can make everything work.
Excellent. And obviously, we wish you all the luck with your upcoming gigs.
Thank you.
Yeah, because obviously, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be any time soon that we can fly over to see you. So I think we're going to have to just stick to YouTube and iTunes.
Well, talk to some people over there and get them to fly us over to you to play a show.
We would definitely love that. Well,
see what we can do.
Deep pockets.
There you go.
Well, that's the thing. With Star Trek London coming up, I think it would be a perfect excuse.
Yes, it would.
Yes.
That's the thing. Five captains.
Yeah.
You don't mind going cargo, no?
Oh, I'm fine with that. Just give me some food and something to pee in. I'm fine.
No, just make sure to empty the bottle every so often. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's been really good talking to you.
You too.
Our pleasure.
Yeah.
Live long and prosper.
Yeah, live long and prosper.
Yes, thank you.
All right, we're going to go record one of the Tribble songs now.
You're not going to get a little taste.
Oh, well, no, it's just the drums tonight, so you'd be very, very bored and be plugging your ears.
That's what I'm going to do.
When is the five triple tracks going to come out?
We were just discussing that.
First week in December.
That's what we're hoping.
At this rate.
Yeah. We were hoping to have it out by In Conjunction, which is in July.
July.
You know, we're going to have to really...
step it up.
Bust ass.
Yeah, I can step it up. Noah?
For being such a negative Nelly.
Yeah. Realist. I'm a realist. Nice. Be a positive Polly.
I'm a there cynical idealist.
We're going to have it out next week.
we did the Decay song in one night.
You're turning me into a nihilist.
Well, that's the thing. That's how you keep people happy. Overpromise.
That's right.
Well, have a good time practicing, guys, and we'll catch you around.
All right. All right. Thanks again.
Cheers. See ya.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Don't worry, we will get to the bottom of this.
All I ask is a tall ship and a star steer by.
I don't want excuses, I want answers.
Am I authorized to enter the neutral zone?
How do you think that tells me about your character?